This morning, in an Anchorage Superior courtroom, Joshua Wade pleaded guilty to the murders of Mindy Schloss and Della Brown. In the afternoon, Wade basically repeated a similar pre-process in federal court. Before receiving the maximum sentence allowed under state law and a life sentence in federal court, Wade heard from the friends and family members of Brown and Schloss, who described pain that even today's judgment can't heal. KSKA's Len Anderson attended both proceedings.
My name is Kirak Fells, and I am the baby sister of Della Marie Brown.
Fells was one of over a half dozen people who spoke before the sentencing. After Wade was acquitted in the 2003 slaying of her sister and was released in 2006 for tampering with evidence in the case, Fells moved to Illinois. Speaking long distance, she described a loss greater than any sentencing could heal.
Shortly after I got to Illinois, my mom had told me that Mindy was killed by Joshua Wade. Even though I didn't know Mindy, I cried so hard as if she was part of my family. I don't think anybody understands what Joshua Wade had done to us, Della's and Mindy's family, what we had to go through.
Wade broke into the home of Mindy Schloss, a nurse psychologist, and his neighbor in early August 2008. He bound her and forced her to reveal her ATM PIN number. He then used Schloss's car to take her to a wooded cul-de-sac near Wasilla, where he killed her. Brown's brother, James Britton, asked both courts for the maximum punishment and no parole.
I ask you to do everything in your power to prevent him from harming another woman or their family again. It would be unconscionable and morally indefensible for anyone else to suffer as our family has had to the last many years.
Schloss's longtime friend Robert Conway saw prison as extracting the pain upon Wade that he inflicted on his two victims.
Your Honor, I'm here looking for some justice. I'm hoping that this court can do everything possible under the laws to make this defendant's life as tough as possible. He's not tough enough to face the trial and the chance of the death penalty, but in a way that would be too easy. I will sleep better knowing that once this idiot is in the general population in prison, that he will understand what tough grit is. This defendant will get a trial by his peers because they're in prison with him, and I hope to hell he feels the fear he has inflicted on others.
In both courts, Joshua Wade spoke as well.
I don't expect forgiveness from any of you. I don't deserve it. I am doing this with nothing to do with the death penalty. Today is not about me. It's about you, and it's about my family.
Wade's agreement to plead guilty to the two first-degree murder charges eliminated a federal trial in the Mindy Schloss killing and the threat of the death penalty. In the morning state session, Wade was contrite. In his afternoon federal appearance, he began that way as well. In both, he said despite any abuse he suffered as a child and addictions he embraced, he had chosen not to take the counseling opportunities offered. But when federal judge Ralph Beislein began to describe him as a heartless, selfish, bully, and coward, Wade suddenly burst out, "Don't push it, Judge. I owe these people and my family an apology, not you." "I will push it," responded the judge. "We know about the women you killed. What about the men?" shot back Wade with no further explanation. At the conclusion of the sentencing, Beislein said, "I think the anger Mr. Wade just displayed may be the last thing Mindy Schloss saw." Wade will serve the rest of his life in prison with no possibility of release in either sentence, a sentence Judge Volan said will also provide some closure for the entire community.
I don't remember two homicides that have ever been such open wounds in the community of Anchorage as these two. Any and all of us here have struggled to wonder how and why and to try and make some sense out of two absolutely senseless murders.
Wade will serve his sentence within the Alaska State Prison System. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.